keep that one in the box. Cooking. We still cooking.
Okay. All right. So look, check it out. I personally wasn't fucking ready for that, but look, anyway, I'm your host Slim, and this is the Truman Show.
Yo, give him a round of applause, everybody. Hugs and kisses.
Virtual hugs and kisses.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
And I'm here with
Mr. M17.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hook the guy up real quick.
Letters and numbers.
You know, when you talk about the words under the weather,
yeah,
is that an understatement at this point? Because, the rain be having you feel a certain way. And I'm not talking about Usher. You know what I'm saying? Not my way.
Burn or what?
No, I'm not letting shit burn.
You can't
bro.
Let shit burn.
I'm not letting some shit burning. You need to go to the doctor.
Oh,
you
know, whoa.
You gotta check that shit out
That's
real
not
quick.
The way. That's
yeah,
not
no,
the way.
You gotta check that shit out real quick.
That's not the way.
But, you know, we're gonna get this shit started off in a real way. And,
so
interesting thing to me are fights, bro.
Fights,
because
today is a big day, a fighting day. Anthony Joshua and Ruiz Jr. are gonna fight.
Okay, I haven't been following boxing or UFC.
Okay, for sure.
But what I'm talking about today is just the human nature of fighting, though.
Oh, it's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes you mad enough to wanna, like, you know what I'm saying, beat somebody ass? You know what I mean? Like, get up out of your seat, or whatever the case may be, and just swing on somebody, kick someone, throw something at somebody. You know what I mean? Like, what does that to you? Like, it's like we're beasts, you know what I mean? We can't control the idea of wanting to lash out on somebody.
For sure.
And I think, you know, with that, I think it's the perfect segue into this. Now, a lot of people, you can't see what the fuck I'm playing here, but
what's going on? Paint your picture with your
but
words.
So we got a famous Instagram influencer
by
scrolling,
the name of
Brother Nature.
Dude at Brother Nature or what?
No, Brother Nature. You never heard of Brother Nature?
Who's that?
He's a fucking guy that's just all around with animals, bro. He's hip with the animal squad.
Much,
like,
love for the dogs.
Yeah, yeah. He's just that fucking guy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we got Brother Nature walking into a restaurant, and he's talking to the bartenders, and you know, there are a couple of dudes around him, and they seem to have a little problem with how he's representing himself.
Yo, this dude just fucking stuck. Yo, he just that motherfucker just went pa. Yo, he just kicked the shit out of this dude's dome, bro. What happened? That's the animal lover right there grabbing the food?
No, he's on the floor, bro.
Oh, animal lover's on the floor. They beat his ass, bro.
He's right there. He's like squeezing ketchup on his ass or something. Yo, he's fucking pissed off. You know what I mean? Now hold on. Let's stop this right here, because the look on his face, he looks a little discombobulated. He doesn't really come off as spooked to me, but he definitely looks confused.
Bro, I mean, he looks like his face is bloody, bro, but it's not even bloody. You feel me? He just looks lost in the sauce, bro.
Now, let's continue this. Wait, they got him in the parking lot.
Hey, bro, how you gonna be an animal lover and not know how to beat somebody's ass, bro? You around animals all the fucking time.
Now, I'm on the same page as Martine here, a.k.a. EMT, a.k.a.
M17.
Because
what the fuck, bro?
You are beating an animal lover's ass, and you can't even fight. And you have him in the corner by a car, welling on him, and he don't look like he's taking any damage. He looks like he's hitting the pillow, bro.
Okay, you see, that's not... I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now understand what I'm saying, because I meant was, how can this dude allow himself to be beat like that, even though he loves animals? It's like, bro, you gotta understand animal nature. Animals always fight. Even humans fight. You know what I mean? Survival of the fittest type of things. It's in our nature to be angry. it attracts girls, bro.
Right, right. I feel
it attracts
that.
Females how, when I you're angry,
that.
Sexually.
So do you think that this dude was showing off? This is okay, this is great because this is where I was kind of going. Do you think this guy that picked a fight with Brother Nature actually picked a fight because he needed some women or what? Like, what do you think? I mean, in the current generation that we're in now.
I think that's a really bad look in terms of what he's actually, like, why would you beat somebody up of that nature? Because person only want to spread positivity.
Right.
Like,
right.
Don't beat somebody up that just wants to spread a positive message. Beat somebody up that owes you fucking hella money. Maybe he just owed him hella money or something, bro. Maybe that's why. Sorry, we got some technical difficulties, so here we go. Nope, it's gone. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm here again. Hi, everybody. I'm back.
All right, so now I strongly believe this guy has a problem to beat up an animal lover. And
for sure.
The funny part about this is that you even feel the same way as everybody else feels.
But animal lovers should be able to beat his ass. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro.
Oh, I got. I have.
Prepare yourself.
I have an image of an animal lover that will and can beat this guy's ass.
Oh, talk to me, bro. Because that's the thing. Like, yo, if you're going to be a positive speaking person and all that and be the love and spread love, because that's what you're doing, you're spreading love, don't. Like, be able to defend yourself. You know what I mean? Be able to defend yourself from anything, because you got to realize people hate in this world. And there's all types of things that go on in this world. So you got to be able to provide and protect. Oh, I know this dude. Yeah, I know this dude. I've seen this dude. Yeah, this dude's
the
real deal right here.
This is the real motherfucking
real deal.
Tarzan. Mm-hmm. That's his name on Instagram.
The real
Tarzan.
Yeah.
This dude is standing next to a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's ready to go, bro.
Yeah, he's TTG. You know what I'm saying? The dude is he's yoked up. I strongly believe that guy that was up in a restaurant picking on Brother Nature
would not
fight
think
this
twice.
Guy.
Would think
yeah,
definitely
he won't
think twice.
Fight. He won't
no.
fight this fucking guy.
Definitely not.
You know what I'm saying? So. Especially your fucking dude that stands next to a motherfucking big ass cat like that.
That's a beautiful cat, bro.
Yeah, no.
Look at it, bro.
I love it.
Like, look how big it is.
Yeah.
Is
that a motherfucking bow tie?
Oh, I did that again, bro.
Is that a bow tie?
Yeah, that cat got a bow tie.
It looks like a fucking bow tie.
That bow tie almost looks Photoshopped, though, to be honest.
Low key. Yeah, no, the real Tarzan is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
But look, shout out to Brother Nature, you know what I'm saying? Rich dude, a speedy recovery.
Yeah, that sucks.
The dude, the fact that dude jumped up on him and shit like that was lame as fuck.
Big time.
The funny part about it to me though is that he said he didn't even know who Brother Nature was. If you didn't know who he was, why are you fucking recording him? Right? He's looking for some fucking clout.
Oh, but that's the wrong type of like. What are you gonna
can't
be the
get
next?
No brownie
you gonna be the next 6'9" or something, bro? Yeah, you gonna start beating people's like what?
But you can't even get no clout points from beating up a animal lover, though.
Yeah, you losing points.
You can't get no clout points from beating up someone who's positive.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's cool to not play gangster kids.
100.
Oh,
see,
man.
See, the thing is, Slim.
Yo, I don't have gunshots.
I know, but the thing is, no. yeah, kids. That one's for the kids for sure.
Oh,
yo,
don't try to be gangster and tote guns and shit.
Yeah, yo, the thing is, Slim. Like,
oh man, that was
you
funny.
See, the answer is love, but
it is
love. You have to give them help.
Okay, I see where you're going. I see exactly
that's
where you're going.
That's the thing.
Okay,
and that's why they come back.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel that, man. But look, for any human being to just feel the need to just wail on somebody's ass and being angry, look, I'm guilty
all
as
bad.
Charged.
And
but that was my question to you. What makes you feel like, as a human being, what makes you feel like that's okay?
To me, when's
that point?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
When you take something that's mine.
Okay.
Or when you take something that I love, that's when I'm going to beat your ass.
Okay. All right.
Because you're taking that from me.
Damn, this guy is getting emotional right now. Look, we are...
But you know what I mean?
We're
like,
about to pick this thing.
So, but anyways, yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's when is when you take something, or if you have a if you're a business mind, when you take when you lose money because of that person. Yeah. Because
that's fucking true.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
that
like,
sure would make me mad. Yeah, 100. And I would definitely. That's why I don't like when I engineer people and they don't want to pay my money. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
That makes me want to fight. Because you don't play with money. What? And especially you don't play with money if someone has a family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 100. And they're trying to do you a favor. Shout out to the homie, though. look. Look. How do you guys feel about Twitch streamers and video games?
Oh, yo, dude. I would kill that
game.
Because
that's my favorite fucking topic right there.
I would
video
kill
games.
The game, bro. You put me on Twitch a Twitch streamer? Stream. Bro, you put me on a Twitch stream.
Oh, man.
Yo, M17 playing video games, bro? On some shrooms?
Streaming? On some you just started some new shit.
You put me on Apex on some bro. I'll be
you just gave me nothing.
Man, you just gave me nothing.
That. I fucks with that.
You see what I mean? It's like, yo, these dudes are doing it wrong. You don't play these video games like look, play these video games for sure. And I mean if you already high stroke energy, fuck it. Present it. You know what I mean?
Do your
thing. Or if you're really good, present it. Dope. But if you just want to be a character and just, like, blow people's minds, take some shrooms
some
and play some
shrooms.
Fucking
yeah.
Apex or some Fortnite, bro.
So, all right. So, now, you know, like, I mentioned this tons and tons of times before about streaming, how it's taking over the motherfucking game. ESPN, we got...
you heard Olympics coming to the video game world?
I did not know that. But that's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
We got... a new streaming website. We got Twitch streamers who are getting massive deals playing video games. Mm-hmm. And now we got this motherfucking guy named Dr. Disrespect who just inked a motherfucking TV deal.
Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man.
Nah, he sounds like the real deal.
Yeah.
He,
look at this fucking guy. Look at him. Look at him. I don't even know if that's a fucking wig or if the mustache is fake or whatever.
Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, he has a personality, like, for real.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. He's doing his thing.
Yes.
He knows how to sell his image, for
sure.
Yeah,
no, he
bigger
just
picture,
based
no
off
doubt.
Of that, huh?
No
just,
doubt.
Just based
no doubt.
So, he is the first motherfucking Twitch streamer who inked something like that. And I give the guy props because, honestly, I would have never thought that this day would come. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking crazy that we're in a day and an age where you can play video games all over the place and then you can get TV deals off of it. You no longer have to be a rapper, a designer, a director.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing, bro. Like, you have to understand your bigger picture and where your bigger picture is going.
Yeah.
Kind of like something I discovered with sound and why we are in the sound world, why we are recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Males.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I grew up around women. Women, not all. Every individual is different, per se.
Of course, of course.
But most women always want and see pretty.
Right.
So,
especially this day and age.
Especially.
Yeah.
Why do you think visuals sell? That's why people tell you rappers won't make it. That's why people.
Well, you take a fucking rapper and you throw four and a half naked women around him, he will sell.
Because
it's
the
image. Yeah.
But the thing is, why does that rapper sell though? It has nothing to really do about that image either. It's the
part is true.
It's the vibrations that he's sending through his sound.
That's true, but look, man, like it can.
But
also,
you need the whole thing. You need the whole thing to sell.
But like, okay, like check it out though. Like, you can be a great producer. You can be a fire ass rapper,
right?
But nobody fucks with you. Now, if you get one celebrity to vouch for you, your shit's gonna take off
for sure.
And all of a sudden, everyone's gonna be like, "Oh my god, yo, you have some fucking great music. Your productions, your raps, everything is fucking fire
for sure."
But if you guys know that now, is it really because I'm talented and you guys see it now, or is it because the rapper, whoever it was, shouted me out and now you just chasing me now, you know what I'm
saying?
See,
in that case, I really feel like it's because they got that shout out. But the thing is here, what I've learned about sound is when you hit, you see a picture.
Are you about to talk about frequencies?
Yeah, but
bro,
hold
that's
up.
A way but, that's
Wait, though. A picture,
I don't think we will have to say that to for another podcast because That's like, I don't think the people are ready for something like that.
That's the, hold up, bro. Yeah. Because a if picture, you can sell a picture and you can alter a picture, no doubt. Easy. Easy, you can alter a picture.
Right.
See, you
right.
can alter a sound, but then it's not the same sound and everybody will know.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So when you pass on a
that's
certain
the short,
vibe
that's
and
the short end of the stick. That's
yeah.
the short end of the stick. But
We can dive into it, but
yeah,
not right now.
Yeah, yeah, no, we got to save
I'm,
that. We
yeah,
save
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just telling them, yo, the answer is love, but I'm just here for the help.
Yeah, nah, I fucks with that. Damn, man. Yo, I'm going to give a motherfucking shout out to the motherfucking Help Project.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
You know what it is.
It's about to be making waves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Taking care of the people. This guy is one of the most positive people when it comes down to helping someone out.
Definitely.
He came up with the idea of just, you know, it's not really like brand new, fresh or anything like that, but it's fresh to him and the business. And I wouldn't even call it a business like that. I would just, you know,
it's just a project.
Yeah. But, you know, gathering up, you know, clothes and, you know, getting them all together and, you know, donating them. And it's not, you're not going.
And I'm not donating them to no like Salvation Army.
Yeah, that's
no
what I. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just
this
going
is,
now down
this is off
the
of love.
Street
yeah,
and giving some love.
This
to
is
some
off of love. You know what
road.
I'm saying? Do you got you got a website?
I do.
Okay.
It's Savior EMT. Hold up, too much wine, bro.
Nah,
Savior
take your time, man.
All right. Hold up. www.savioremt.com.
There it is right there.
You're
you know what I mean?
Bro. You feel me? I'm just here to help.
Mm-hmm. I fucks with that. You know what I'm saying? And you guys should too, honestly. You know, and I think that I think it's going to go somewhere. Shit, fuck it. I don't even think. I know. You know what I'm saying? I only fuck with people who have those vibes and have that energy to where you can move and shift things around like that.
See,
you know?
See something about this picture, because I was always visually there, but I'm just here working on sound.
Mm.
I've learned something about this picture stuff. See, when you have a bigger picture and you maintain that bigger picture and that bigger picture never breaks in your head, because they can alter pictures you put up, but when that picture never breaks in your head, you're going to end up there. The thing is, what changes along the way is other humans, because they also have pictures.
That's
but
true.
Your picture will always end up the same. Because
your
picture never broke.
That's true. And that goes for
God's plan.
I think that goes with relationships too, you know what I'm saying? Relationships they're really like the end and the beginning to human connection emotionally.
Yeah.
And they can make and break you, or they can make or break you.
For
you
sure.
know what I'm saying? And right now, we're living in a time where it's really hard for people to kind of grasp the idea of being committed and staying involved with someone who they really cherish, and they don't have a lot of patience in them. And
because they just want everything fast.
They want everything quick, fast, but
yeah,
they don't understand
like,
that the best
take
things
time with
come.
It.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah.
The best things come when they're ready.
100.
You know what I'm saying? And then when everything is ready, the person that decided to walk away from them wants it back, but can't really get it back as easy.
100.
They have to work a little bit harder, you know what I'm saying, to be able to get there when it's ready, but they just want a little shortcut in the meantime.
And that's
now,
why you got to leave things alone.
And that's why I think you got to leave things alone, because...
But you got... See...
See, I personally think that when a person decides to walk out of your life for a small
period
issue
of time, yeah.
and a small period of time too, they don't deserve to be connected with you in any sort of way, because they've already burnt their bridge.
So I agree with that, but there's one thing to also see is when you see, and like you told me before, when you know, then it's a matter of teaching them lessons.
See,
and it's a matter of, I knew all this was going to happen. I prepared for this, so now it's just time for me to teach you my lesson.
Now, you can always see when things are going to happen when you end up getting over the hurt. That's the easiest but the part thing about is, life.
I've seen it happen before.
Yeah, but you see, those type of things, you only come to your senses when you're over the hurt. See, when you're hurt, you don't really think clearly. And so what you'll be saying before the hurt will be different than what you'll be saying after the hurt.
Right.
And so you can always feel sure and you can always feel clear-minded and ready to take charge for anything after the hurt, but it's still not worth, sewing up a bridge, re-roping a bridge, and re-cutting wood and paving away on a bridge that was already fucking broke down from the beginning.
But who's to say that person didn't break image and they just knew that was the right thing to do in order for the other person to wake up?
Because as a person, as a human being, you're only in charge of your life. There is no way that you can tell and foretell anyone's future and, prove that their mistakes will make them better or worse.
Right, but I feel like when you teach people certain things, and especially in a relationship, there's key things that are taught that make them buy your picture even more.
I believe that if you were in a long relationship for like 5 to 10 years, or even if you were married, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in a short period relationship or something like that, then it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If you don't have a family, it doesn't make any sense either. But the thing that we're talking about, podcast listeners, is the fact that love requires mistakes. But it also requires that you love.
A person doesn't give up either.
Exactly. It requires that you love. Now, you as a person, you have to kind of look at yourself after the hurt, like I was saying before, because you can't think about why you were hurt. While you were hurt,
right?
You could do dumb things. You can say dumb things. You can feel dumb things. You can even think clear, but a lot of the time you don't.
Right.
So you as a human being, after that hurt and that pain from that relationship, then you look at everything and it's up to you to kind of figure out what you want to do. And it's only up to you on what you want to do. But the best thing to do is mm-hmm. to think with your brain, no longer your heart, because before you thought with your heart. You thought with your heart a long time ago. And if it got you hurt, then it's time for you to think with your brain.
Right.
If you were thinking with your brain a long time ago, hopefully you're fucking smart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you were smart, then you wouldn't be in a situation.
See, my whole thing
already.
My whole thing is we were both thinking brains. That's why I don't break picture. Thing is, I didn't. This time wasn't spent understanding the love thing until after. And that's why we're here. So, that being said, it's all about control. It's all in my control.
It's definitely all about control. And it's all about what decision you choose to make in the end. Because I'm a strong believer in time. Yeah. And I feel like if someone is wasting my time, I don't want to be involved with them. Regardless of anything that they do, they can be the greatest person of all time. But if they're wasting my time and I feel that way, I'm going to have to walk away.
100.
Because time is something that we can't get back.
And that's what
you can get a relationship back.
Yeah, for sure.
You can get, unless someone died or some shit like that, but knock on metal. But, certain things you just can't get back. So
right.
Once you learn that and you accept that, everything becomes a lot easier to you.
Mm-hmm.
You start to be able to just cut shit off. You know what I'm saying? Like, because people will cut you off faster than you would cut them off because they know who you are.
Right.
They would look at you and know that you're a good person and cut you the fuck off and know that you would end up wanting to come back. It doesn't matter if they're a friend, family, foe, whatever the fuck, enemy, it doesn't matter. They will cut you the fuck off because they know if they come back and they would put a smile on their face and they show you that they quote unquote changed, you know what I'm saying? You would accept them, you know what I'm saying? If you use your heart.
Right, but also too, when you're on the other end of the stick.
Oh, no. If I was on the other end of the stick and I fucked up, I'm moving away. I'm walking away because why am I wasting my time on a person who I felt that way from the get-go? If I felt that way from the get-go, then what's making me change my mind? Why am I doubting myself? If
trust issues, Drake. Shout out to Drake.
Shout out to Drizzy. It depends on what we're talking about here. 100. But what I'm talking about is just in general.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in general. Like, if I walk away from one of the homies and, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, yo, fuck you. I can't kick it with you no more. You know what I'm saying? Why am I going to fucking, like,
come back. Yeah,
call up the homie and be like, yo, let's kick it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I stopped kicking it with you for a reason. Now, it's human nature to want to go back and be like, you know, maybe
right.
I kind of fucked up. But I've learned that sometimes you just have to fucking accept. Just accept.
Right.
That's it. So it doesn't matter what side of the stick I'm on. Yo, it is what it is, bro.
See, and when I accept and you have a clear head, that's when you understand that you're here to sell a bigger picture.
Yeah, that's it right there. But look,
everybody's here to sell a bigger picture.
But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
100.
But look,
yo, let's end it off.
I will beat you the fuck up.
Whoa, yo, yo, all right.
That's
so
video,
what's,
bro.
What's the L of the week, bro?
The L of the week.
I'm gonna give you the dub. So what's the L of the week?
Personally, I think the L of the week is that motherfucker that beat up Brother Nature. Personally, I think that's the motherfucking L of a month.
That's the L of the month. Where are we with these L's, bro? So the L of the fucking week, everybody.
Bro, that's just one L. That's all. That's one.
It one out of a million.
See, now, the dub of the week, exercise, bro, every day.
That's fucking facts.
And waking up early. Also,
that's
too,
fucking facts.
Falling asleep early.
That's fucking facts.
And having some sleep.
That's fucking facts.
That's a fucking W.
That's fucking facts. All that shit was loud as hell.
Yeah, that was hell loud.
Look, check it out. And my moral of all of this shit is at the end of everything, you gotta be happy. It doesn't matter what you choose to be, what you choose to do, how you decide to spend your time, you just gotta be happy. Relationships are not, you know, failed relationships, failed friendships, you know, gaming, fighting, all that other shit. All that shit is nothing compared to your happiness.
So you're selling me on happiness. See, the thing is, I would be the person to tell you do what you love. I'll tell you to follow what you love.
No, by all means, that's why I said.
But the thing is, what you love isn't gonna make you happy all the time.
Well, that's why I said while we were talking about the whole situation, I said at the end of all of it, it's your choice. You have to, you know what I'm saying? You have to choose hearts or you have to choose brains.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Either one, you can be happy. You can feel that you're going to be happy. But either one, you got to choose. Is it going to be hearts or is it going to be brains? And you got to be happy with your choice.
100.
That's what I'm saying. You got to be happy. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what it is, that's my motherfucking moral of all of this shit. Dr. Disrespect is fucking happy. The guy that beat up Brother Nature is fucking happy. And... all right, we're out of here. Look, thanks for tuning in to the motherfucking Truman Show. I'm your host, Slim.
I'm EMT, man. Today is EMT. This is definitely not EMT, bro. EMT's on the other side of this, listening to this for sure.
Yo, and we're out of here.
We out. Peace. We out. Peace.